Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf yud. We're holding at the new perek on Tes Amid Beis, where the Mishnah begins. Koyin Mashiach shechata v'yachet kach ovar mimshichusai. He had a koyin Mashiach. As we know, koyin Mashiach means the koyin gadol who is nimshach b'shem and amishcha. Shechata, he did a chait, the type of chait which would be mechayiv him, the par koyin Mashiach, meaning a combination of Helim Dovar and Shigigas Maise. And before he had a chance to actually bring his Korbin Par, the Yachkach of Mshichusai, he was demoted. The Mishnah doesn't give a reason why he was of Mshichusai, but the Mefarshim give examples such as he became sick or frail, no longer able to continue his being the Kohen HaMashiach. Some Rishonim say it could also be that Chas V'Sholem he was Chote, Chas V'Sholem, he sinned. And that's the reason why he was not just the chait of what we're talking about, the mistake that he was Mechayev the Par, but unfortunately he glitched a little bit. Glitched means he slipped a bit. However, if that's the case, the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says, well, let's first finish off the halacha and then we'll get back to this. So Koyin Mashiach Shechot V'yekach Af Mitzichusai, he's no longer Koyin Gadol. Chay Nasi, or the Melech Shechota, he sinned. V'yakach over migdulasai. He is no longer melech. He was demoted, deposed, became sick. The Gemara will give an example of a person like Uziyahu HaMelech who became a metzora permanently until the end of his life, and therefore never returned to the malchus. So what happens now? They did a chait when they were still at the exalted status of Koyin Mashiach or Nasi, but they didn't bring their carbon yet. Says the Mishnah, makes no difference. Koyin Mashiach may be par, v'nosi may be soir. Since the sin was committed at the time that they were still Koyin Mashiach and nosi, they bring their original carbon, par and soir, respectively. However, Mashiach she'avar mimshichusai, what happens, the same case, the Koyin Mashiach is no longer Koyin Mashiach, the ach kachota, and now he did a chait. So you see the clear difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. The Reisha, they did their chatoim respectively when they were still in their exalted status. Now we're talking about after they already were demoted. Now what's the din? Koyin Mashiach may be par. He continues to bring a par even though he's no longer the Koyin Gudel. He's just a regular Koyin. Vanasi, however, has now been demoted to be a hedget. Now, what's the reason for that? What's the svar? So the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnah is because what made the Kohen Gudel Kohen Gudel? Because he was nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha. That shemen ha-mishcha, that's irrevocable. That keeps him with that kedusha of the shemen ha-mishcha for the rest of his life. So even though now he is no longer Kohen Mashiach, but that the fact that he was nimshach keeps him going at that exalted status regarding bringing the carbon. Masha Enke and the Nasi was just basically because of popular vote or because he somehow pushed his way in to become Melech, but he didn't have an inherent Kedusha to become Nasi. It was just external factors that made him into a Nasi. So he was a Melech until now. Now he's no longer a Melech. So he's just like a regular Hedger.
Wasn't the Nasi also a dynasty? It stayed within a certain family.
And was he also anointed?
I mean, there was an exception with when Rav Gamliel with Rav Yoshua, but generally, isn't it that?
Remember, the Nasi we're talking about is Melech. We're not talking about the Nasi of a Shevet. We're talking about the Melech of Kli Yisrael.
He's talking about the Nasi of Sanhedrin.
He's Sanhedrin.
He's Rav Gamliel. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that's all wonderful people. These are great and the great
right,
speakers.
So this is not
the That's not the Nasi. If you can just turn ahead for just one moment, I'm going to let you in on a secret. See, there's a Mishnah here.
Yeah.
Okay, go down four lines into the Mishnah. See, it says Zeizehu Nasi.
Yeah.
What did it say?
Zeizehu Melech Shenemah.
Melech Shenemah. So that whenever we talk about Nasi, the reason why we refer to it as Nasi, because the Torah refers to Nasi. It says Vehem Nasi Yechta. Yeah.
But Shaul and David were Nimshach L'Shem HaMishcha.
So probably, so may not refer to them, maybe you're referring only to others.
Only to Nisim, to Melachim, who
did not have the benefit of the anointment by the Shem HaMishcha.
The Queen of England, yes. They copy that.
Yeah.
What do? They copied us?
They anoint them with oil.
Oil? Okay.
They televised the whole thing except that part.
Very good. Okay.
So they also, because it's Holy of Holies.
Holy of Holies. Yeah.
They also circumcised King Charles and they used the maul.
For what?
He was circumcised and they used the maul.
Charles?
All Elizabeth's children, all her sons
were circumcised.
That's what I was told. That's what I remember when he was inaugurated. I saw something about it. They said that she had a moel circumcise her children, not because of experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a surgery. It's dependent on experience.
She did the right thing. Very good. She also appointed the chief rabbi to be a lord. So that was
right.
Nice.
Emmanuel
Jacobowitz. Right. Exactly. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah. So the Rambam says further, again, the Rambam says that we're talking about a situation that the reason why they're no longer Kohen Mashiach and Nasi respectively is because of the fact that they became sickly, they became frail, they became old, no longer able to continue their functions. The Ravid and other Rishonim say, no, that it could also be because he was, unfortunately he was deposed because he glitched, which means he slipped in his Yiddishkeit, and therefore they decided he's no longer ro'i to be the Kohen Gadol.
Defrocked,
very good.
How about if he became not good looking?
What
type of sin, what type of glitch are we talking about? About Zara?
Chavetish. So now the Chazon Ish says, why does the Rambam not include that, also this glitching coming off the falling in his holy status? He says, because if that's the case, then the Mishnah wouldn't say that he would continue bringing the Par Koyin HaMashiach, or in the case of the Nasi, that he continued bringing a Sir Nasi, because their whole Gedulah stems from their Kedusha, from their greatness, from their, and if they are glitching, then they become commoners immediately and lose all the, even the Koyin Mashiach that was Nimshach would also lose his higher status, and he'd be like a regular commoner. So the fact that the Mishnah says he continues bringing the Par is a simon that he is just frail and weak, and therefore he's not able to perform his duties, but not that he has slipped in his avodas Hashem.
That doesn't really work with the Tanakh, because we see that Shaul and David sins,
and
they continued as king, although they were punished for it.
Right.
They continued as king. Shaul didn't kill Agag.
Right.
He eventually lost the kingship, but he didn't end immediately.
Had he made a false psak and then followed up on that false psak, would he have brought the Sir Nasi as a result?
You don't need
the Helam Dover.
I'm just talking about the Malachim, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Armish is focusing on if they did one of these Averis, would they continue to bring a Karbin Sa'ir Nasi? And that's what the discussion is.
Okay.
Not whether they Heroi to Melech, Mishroi to Melech. The question is, did they, apparently from Tanakh, since nothing is written about it, they never brought the Sir Nasi because they never erred in such a fashion that would require them to go and bring such a Karbin Sa'ir. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says now, L'choira, the Reisha, based on the Sefer, is superfluous. What do we mean? Remember, what are the two cases? The case in the Reisha was that he still did the Chet when he was still on this exalted status. He didn't have a chance to go and bring his carbon yet. So after he was over Mishuchusai, says the Reisha, nevertheless, bring the carbon that the Kohen Mashiach will bring, which is the Par. Okay. It's a chiddush, because after all, when he's bringing it, he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. But nevertheless, we look at the time of the Chet. At the time of the Chet, he was the Kohen Mashiach. He brings it. The Seif is a much greater chiddush, that he's no longer Kohen Gadol at all. No longer. He's, what did Ariel say? He's defrocked. That being the case, you would think that he would not continue to bring the Par. Says the Mishnah, no, he continues bringing his Par. So Frank Timura, Hashtu Yesh Loimar. In the safer case, where really is no longer the Kohen Mashiach in terms of his avoida. And nevertheless, if he does a chait, maybe par. So the reish with his chota v'yachach of mshichusay tzricha l'meimar. Do you even have to say that in the reish? It's the chadav poshut. If he did the chait and he's no longer Kohen Gadol, and nevertheless, no, he still retains the same status, bring your par. Then certainly if he's still the Kohen Gadol when he did his chait, he should certainly have to go and bring the par. Everything, you're absolutely right. If the halacha of the Mishnah was only Kohen Mashiach, we would only need the Sefer, we don't need the Reisha. But the reason we have this both Reisha and Sefer, the Kohen Mashiach, is agav the nasi. Mishum diktani gabi nasi. Chiyav mitzi usoy diakachata is kehedyet. That's what we have in the sefer. And of course, the ratio of the mishnah the gabi nasi tells us that's only because he was chote after he was no longer melech. However, in a case where he was still the melech, what does it say in the Mishnah? That even though when he brings the carbon, he's no longer melech, but since the chet was at the time that he was the melech, what's then? He has to go and bring his korban soir. Ah, so sol kadaita chamin, maybe the same thing applies to the kohen Mashiach. And therefore, nochmo, mishum diktoni, second line, gabi nosa dechiyom v'shusa v'yaka chota kehejoit maisi, he continues bringing like kehejit, ahochi toni gam Mashiach, that chota v'yaka chovar mevi par. That's why it tells us about the kohen Mashiach, that not only in the seit, not only in the, that in both cases the ratio, wow, both the case of the ratio, gzuntai, both the case of the ratio and the case of the sefer, he brings a par. So, if it was only Kohen Mashiach alone, you're absolutely right. We'd only need the seif of the Mishnah. Because Madach, if he's no longer Kohen Mashiach, and he does a chet, he still brings his part. And certainly if he's still Kohen Mashiach when he did the chet, then certainly brings the part. But since our Mishnah wants to give us this nafkimin alagabi the Nasi, where things change radically, then the ratio when he was still Nasi and he did the chet, he continues to bring his sword. If he's no longer Nasi and he does a chet, now it's Kehedjit. I might have thought the same thing applies to Kohen Mashiach. So therefore, our Mishnah goes and tells us both cases, agav, symmetry to the case of the Nasi, that, yes, it would have been enough just to go and tell us the Sefer by the Kohen Mashiach, and tell us even though he's no longer Kohen Mashiach, and he does a chet, he brings the par, al-hach is kama v'kama, that if he was still Kohen Mashiach and he did the chet avad, he brings the part. You're right, we wouldn't need that first case. But since I need both cases for the Nasi to dramatize and show the difference between Reisha and Sefer, Reisha by the Nasi, he brings his soil. Sefer, he brings a Kizvas Ira Kehedjoid. So therefore we have to tell us, the Kohen Mashiach is Nishtozoi. And that by Kohen Mashiach in both cases, he continues to bring his part. Yeah.
In Masechet Shavuos, we talked about the Korban Olah V'Yored. We just had it again now.
Sure.
And I remember a sugya there about he commits the Avera mm-hmm. when he's an Ani and he gets wealthy. Mm-hmm. He's wealthy and
yeah,
he
yeah.
becomes poor.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And I don't remember, though, how the Gemara concluded what level of Korban he brings depending on his wealth. But it's a very parallel circumstance that
correct.
The crime occurs
mm-hmm.
in one status
mm-hmm.
and one requirement of a Korban.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a new requirement of Korban if we look at a snapshot of what we're
doing.
What
you're saying is correct, right. It's very, very simple.
Is the Gemara going to bring that?
It's not going to bring it, I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay.
But you're right, it's a parallel situation okay. where things, circumstances have changed. Exactly right. Now, the Gemara zokti yetz, chot v'yachach ovar, mevi par, like we just said that, and got Mashiach, mevi par. How taka do you know this, that the Gabi, the Kohen Mashiach, that he's no longer Kohen Mashiach, and he does a chait, he continues bringing a par, minonimili, the Tanur Ban says in the Braisa. V'hekrav al-chatosoy. Now the Pasuk continues on, asher chota. Right, we have that in
yeah.
number one. In Makoyin Hamashiach, Yechlam Shom, Vikra Chatosei Asher Chota. Now, what is this double loshen Al Chatosei Asher Chota? Malamed Shemevi Chatosei Misha Ovar. That he continues with his Chatoim. Meaning, the Pasuk could have simply said the Hikriv, whatever the carbon is. Take for instance, if you look at number two, we're talking about the Nasi. Asher nosi yechta, v'yosa achel mikomet zu Hashem ashlo yisi yosen v'shkogu v'ashem, then v'hikrav, and then he has to go and be makrav a carbon. It doesn't say v'hikrav al chatosay asher chota. The fact that over here it does say the term v'hikrav al chatosay asher chota, malam yishami v'chatosay misha avar, that he continues, that chatosay stays with him, that status of having to go and bring the par koyin ha-mashiach stays with him even though he's no longer the koyin ha-mashiach. Why do I need a pasuk? Because without the pasuk, I would have said shiyachol. Vali dinhu. I have a kal v'chaima. What's a kal v'chaima? A madach nosi. Shemevi b'shigas maisa. Nosi brings a carbon much more readily than the case of the kohen Mashiach. In which respect? Because the nosi only requires shigas maisa. He doesn't require any helim davar. So ma nosi shemevi b'shigas maisa. But ein mevi chatosim misha avar. Once he's no longer nosi, it says in our Mishnah, what's the din in the Sefer? He's just Gehedjoit. So Mashiach she'ein meivin b'shigas ma'isa el al helam d'avrim shigas ma'isa. It's much more difficult. In other words, the case of the Kohen Mashiach bringing his par Kohen Mashiach is much more of a rarity than the case of the Nasi, because the Nasi only has to do a Shigas Maisa and he has to bring his carbon. However, the Mashiach, to bring a carbon, is much more difficult in the sense that you have to have the combination of the two components, Helam Dover Shigas Maisa. So I would say, Lekolshkin D'chavada, that we're not going to go and give him his old carbon, but rather we're going to treat him like a Hedjoid, just like the Nasi. So I would have thought, Tamalim, that's why I have to vote, Kriva Chatosai, that this Chatosai status remains with him, even Mishiavar, even though he's no longer Melech, the Torah no longer Koy Mashiach. By the Torah saying Chatosai Shechata is giving you more wiggle room, if you will, that he continues having the same status of that Korban Chatos, even post his leaving the status of being the Koy Mashiach. Once we have this limud by Kohen Mashiach, now let's learn it the other way around, back to the Nasi. From Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Mashiach she'ein made the b'shigas ma'isa. Maybe chatos mishavar. If you only had a shigas ma'isa by the Kohen Mashiach, you wouldn't bring the carbon par Kohen Mashiach. Only together with the helam dover. But nevertheless, the Torah says, even though this is much more rare for the Mashiach to have to go and bring his karma, because it has to have both components. But nevertheless, if he becomes Os Koin Mashiach, he continues bringing his karma chatos. Nasi, where the bringing of the karma chatos is so much easier, if you will, Shemevi chatos b'shigas ma'isa, shigas ma'isa alone is enough for him to go and bring his karma, and he doesn't need halam davar. Ain't it in Shemevi chatos, and Mishav in the Chavada Nevada, he should continue bringing the karma chatos that he brought until now. That's the Seir Nasi, even now when he's no longer Melech. Tamaloimer, Asher Nasi Yechta. What's this Lashon Asher Nasi Yechta? Kishu Nasi in Kishu Hedjet Loy. As long as he has the status of the word Nasi, he's still the Nasi, he's still the Melech, and then he's Chote, then he brings the carbon. No longer Melech, no more bringing of the carbon, then he becomes now like a regular commoner, a regular Kizbusir.
If he did the head after he was a head.
If he did it after he became a head, you're already correct. If he did the head after he already became a head, correct. Okay, Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Now the Mishnah gives yet other examples in change of status. And that, what is that? Until now we spoke about Kohen Mashiach and Nasi being demoted, so to speak. Now we're going to talk about promotion. Chotu ad sheloi nesmanu. What happens if the Kohen Mashiach was just a Kohen Hedjit? Or the Melech.
He had to start out as a Kohen Hedjit. There's no other way.
For sure. Yeah. But he was only a Kohen Hedjit. He wasn't a Kohen Gadol at birth. He only became a Kohen Gadol subsequently. Absolutely right. Same thing the Melech. We're assuming, under normal circumstances, that a Melech was initially also a commoner and then subsequently became Melech. Zoktan Zermishta. Chotu ad shelo nesmanu. What happens if they were still in the commoner stage? The Kohen Gadol was just a regular Kohen. The Melech was just a regular individual. Chotat Shiloi Nismanu. The Yakach Nismanu, and now they were promoted to their respective exalted positions. Hari Eiluked Yoitois. They continue bringing their carbon like the Shas HaChet, which is consistent with the previous Mishnah. Just like the previous Mishnah, we said that if the Kohen Mashiach or the Nasi did the Chet when they were still exalted, then they continue bringing it even if they're demoted. Here the other way around. We start off that they were initially commoners, and now they've been exalted, mazel tov, but when they bring their carbon now, they bring it according to the Shas HaChet, when they did the Aveir originally. When they did the Chet, they were Kehedjoites, so they remain Kehedjoites for purposes of bringing the carbon. Reb Shimon Omer, Em Noidel Hem, Ad Shelo Nesmanu Chayovim, Um Shenesmanu Peturim. Reb Shimon says, I agree in part with the Tanakhama, but not totally. What does that mean? Reb Shimon says, not only do you go after the Zman HaChet, when he sinned, you also have to figure out when he had the Yediyah. When did he know that he sinned? If you had both a Chet and Yediyah, Ad Shelo Nesmanu, then you have to go and bring the carbon Kizbus Ir. However, if he only did the Chet as a commoner, and subsequently, when did he find out? Only after he became the Kohen Gadol, or he became the Melech, Umish and Ismano, they found out, then Peturim, then they don't bring a Karban. Because Rabbi Shimon holds the two requirements for a Karban is both Chet and Yediyah. If both Chet and Yediyah happened in the same time period, Achalei Nismanu, yes, you go and bring a Karban as a Hegit. However, if you only found out later on, you don't bring any Karban at all. Rashi says that this Rabbi Shimon also argues on the previous Mishnah, which we just spoke about a moment ago. The same thing by the Kohen Mashiach Shechata, or the Nazi Shechata. We don't only look at this man achet, we also look at this man of the Yediyah. So when did we say in the Reisha, Kohen Mashiach Shechata, the Yakach of Mishibchusai, he brings a Karban like the Par Kohen Mashiach, that's only if he had a Yediyah at the time that he was Chote. In other words, not Mamish the same as Chote, because then he would be amazing. So he was Chote, and a day or two later, oh yeah, yo, I did a terrible chet, for which I have to bring my Par Kohen Mashiach. A day later he became Os Kohen Mashiach, in other words, he's demoted, and now he's back to a regular Kohen Hegit. What's the status of this Kohen Mashiach? Says Reb Shimon, since he only had the idea later on, and not the idea before, he would be Potter. The only time we bring that Par is if he both before and after, that is, at the time that he was Chote, post his Chet, pre-Nismana, pre-Ober Mashiachusa, he had both the Chet and the idea, then you are Chet. Okay, finally, the Mishnah adds on what we said before, Ezeu Nasi, even though the Torah says, Asher Nasi Yechta, Nasi does not mean one of the Nasiim of the 12 tribes. It doesn't mean the Nasi Av Bezin of the Sanhedrin. But what Nasi doesn't mean, Zem Melech, means the Melech Yisrael, like David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and Rechavam and all the other Melechim who are discussed at length in Tanakh. Shenema, how do I know? Because it says about the Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechta V'yose Achas Mikoil Mitzvot Hashem Eloikov. The only higher authority than the Nasi is Hashem Aleichav. Otherwise, he's the supreme authority in this world, or at least among the Jewish people. Sorry?
The Sanhedrin? He can overrule the Sanhedrin?
Whether he can overrule them. I don't know whether that's the authority that we're talking about. It could be authority means the
executive authority.
Executive, financial, security authority, and things of that nature. In terms of Torah authority to go and reverse their decisions, that we'll have to see later on, or go back to Sanhedrin to see if he has that power. But here we're talking about in terms of militarily, financially, things of that nature, of political nature. Okay, Zok Dimar. We just finished the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is straightforward. We start in Dimar.
I'm sorry.
Nothing happened.
A delivery item.
We still love you just the same. Zok Dimar. Minohani Mili. How do I know that if a person who was at the moment a commoner did an Aveira, the Gemara right after the Mishnah.
Yeah, I want to see something. Yeah.
Okay. That a person that unfortunately erred right after when he was still a commoner, and then after that he was appointed to be the Melech or the Kohen Mashiach, that he still Kehed Joitis. How do I know? And on the Tanurban we learned in the Brisa. It says in the Pasim, Kohen HaMashiach Yechta the Ashmasa'am. So Yechta is, of course, a future Lashon, not that Mekoy Mashiach was Chote, but Yechta will be Chote in the future, then he's going to go and bring his power Kohen Mashiach. However, Prat LeKohen Mois, anything that happened before the Yechta, in the good old days, when he was still a regular Kohen Hegit, not a Kohen Gadol, or a Nasi, well, we'll talk about Nasi in a moment, so then Prat LeKohen Mois, then he does not bring the power Kohen Mashiach, even though now he is the Kohen Mashiach, but since we look at the Zman of the Chet, at the Zman of the Chet, he was a commoner, so therefore he does not bring the par, he would only go and bring, like a Hedjoit, a Kizbos Ir. So prat the Kohen Mashiach. So, if I didn't have this possibility, didn't who, the Chayra would have a limud. What would be the limud? Uma Nasi Shemevi B'Shigas Maisa alone. Nasi doesn't require Helam Dovah, just Shigas Maisa. Ein Meivi Ala Kohen Mois, he doesn't bring the Kohen Mois. Now how do I know that? The Gemara didn't tell us yet. We just put a Pasuk in the Kohen HaMashiach. We can have the Pasuk in another moment. So just by Ma Nasi Shemevi B'Shigas Maisa. So for him, bringing the Karban is a much, much easier thing, so to speak. They're not two requirements, only one requirement. But Ein Meivi Ala Kohen Mois, but nevertheless he doesn't bring on the old sins. Mashiach she'ein maybe al helam davar im shigas ma'isa she'ein maybe ella al helam davar shigas ma'isa. By Mashiach, it's much more difficult for him to bring the carbon par. In other words, there's two requirements. He certainly should not have to go and bring a carbon, the koid mois, on the earlier sins that he did when he was still single. In other words, before he was appointed to his exalted position, should be just like a commoner. So why do I need the pasuk? To tell you, only in the future he brings a pot. Prat the koin mice, but for earlier chatoim, he continues being like a commoner. He brings the kids with seira. I can learn it from a kal v'chomer from nasi. Every more loy, you cannot learn it from that kal v'chomer, because like every kal v'chomer, if you have a pircha, you can challenge the kal v'chomer. So what's the pircha here? In mamre's ben nasi shekain ein mevi chatosai misha avar. Toim mashiach she mevi chatosai misha avar. What is the Gemara referring to? It's referring to that first Mishnah that we had here at the beginning of today's daf. By a Nasi, the reason why he doesn't bring ala koid mois, he doesn't bring a seer Nasi, but he brings a kizba seer. Because by a Nasi, ein mevi chatosa misha avar. What happens if he's no longer Nasi and he does a chait now? He no longer retains his status of bringing a seer Nasi. He brings a kizba seer. Ah, so therefore misha avar, he brings a kizba seer. So it would make sense to go and say by the koid mois, Mashen came to him of Mashiach, Shemei v'chatosim Mishaover. He continues bringing his par chatos, even Mishaover, even though he sinned post his demotion. And Holy, maybe chatosim Mishaover. I would think, wow, this koid Mashiach, he's all powerful, always par par par. Not only when he is the actual acting koid Mashiach, but even if he's retired, he still continues bringing his par. So maybe
he's powerful.
He's powerful. Very good. We're Shelley. Yovi Al Koidmas, I would think maybe he should go and bring his par also for the earlier days, too, when he was Chote, when he was still a commoner. Tamalim, that's why I have to have the Pasuk. Ashenam HaMashiach Yachta. What's the. Im HaMakoin HaMashiach Yachta. If the Koin Mashiach is Yachta, Yachta means a futuristic Loshain, that Chekishahu Mashiach. So it could be, number one, I'll say Yachta because of future, in other words, Lashon Osid, but it could also be Mashiach Yachta, the fact that you have when he's Mashiach and he was Chote, that's when he brings the Pasuk. So Chote Kishu Mashiach, maybe. Kishu Hedyet, however, if the Chet was done when he was still a Hedyet, he does not bring his par, but he brings just like a Hedyet would bring. Tani Nami, Gabi Nosi Ki Aigavda. We said the same thing with Gabi the Nosi. In other words, that same discussion we had by the Koin Mashiach, we're going to go through the same thing by the Nasi. Nasi has the same din like we learned in the Mishnah, that if he did a sin when he was still a commoner, even though now he is the Melech, he does not go and bring the Seir Nasi, but he brings Kidru Seir like anybody else. Vushteit on the Brayis, Tanya Amigami Nasi, Kiai Gavna, Shtein Posik, Asher Nasi Yechta. Again, the Gemara is darshaning, Nasi Yechta, either Yechta is future, or Nasi Yechta when he's a Nasi and he's doing a Chet. Prat lekoid mois, excluding when he was not yet a Nasi, then he does not go and bring the carbon of the Nasi. The Soir, he brings Kehejit. So to my Validino, you're bringing this Pasik, Lechoria Kaluna Kal Vachoymer from the Koin Mashiach. We just finished the Koin Mashiach. And my Mashiach, Shemevi Chatosim Mishaava. The Koin Mashiach continues bringing his par Koin Mashiach, even after he sinned. After he was already demoted from his position as Koin Mashiach. But he doesn't bring on the Koin Mois because of the Pasuk that we said, only after he becomes a Koin Mashiach Yachta, then he brings a par Koin Mashiach. But he doesn't go and bring that par on the early days when he was still only a Koin Hedget before he became a Koin Gadol. Nasi, she'ein me'ivi chatosu mishavar. Nasi that does not bring chat mishavar, like we said at the end of the Mishnah, Vanosi is gehedyoit. He doesn't bring the korban chatos, meaning the korban chatos of a nosi, the soya, but he only brings a kizvasi. And eventually, Yavla comes, and certainly he shouldn't go and bring on the earlier days before he was appointed to be the melech. And so, therefore, what do I need the posik for to go and tell you, im nosi asher nosi yachta? I know it from this kal v'chomer. I said, well, I'll tell you why you can't learn a kal v'chomer. Because I have a pircha. The reason why the Mashiach has this strength that he continues part into the future, he does not bring it if he was originally a commoner. You know why? Because for the Mashiach to go and bring a korban Har Kuna Mashiach is difficult. Difficult in the sense you have two requirements, two components. You have to have both Helam Dovah Shigas Maisa. Ah, since we're talking about when he was still a commoner, and presumably there was no Helam Dover at that time, and if he had a Helam Dover, it's Loi Mala V'Loi Moirit, because after all, he wasn't the Kohen Mashiach. So Mala Mashiach Shekein Eim Eivim B'Shigas Maisa, Toimar Menasi Shem Eivim B'Shigas Maisa, alone, since it's much easier, so to speak, for the Nasi to be Mechuyev in his carbon Seir Nasi, Hoyle maybe B'Shigas Maisa, Yovi Ala Kedamais, since it's easier for him to go, the path towards bringing a Seir is much smoother. Vis-a-vis the Nasi, you don't have to have two requirements, you only have to have the Shigas Maisa. Ah, so I might think he should also go and bring for earlier sins when he was still a commoner. He's got to be Shechata, Bahariyu Nasi. When he was a Nasi, he was Chote. But not when he was still a Hedjit before he became Nasi. Yeah.
So the Kohen Gadol has to do Ahora, Helam Dover, and then he has to do the mistaken Shogeg.
Right.
If he is a Kohen Hedjot before,
mm-hmm.
then his Horah is not as a Kohen Gadol.
Exactly. So that's what Misha says.
Right. So he's not Chayav Apar.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, and this is the stage of I'm staging my question. Similarly, once he's no longer Kohen Mashiach, he's been demoted. Mm-hmm. His Horah is not that of the Kohen Mashiach.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it triggering a par?
Very good. So that's why we have the Teretz of the Meforshim, that the Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam says because he had his Mashiach originally, although he's no longer doing the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, but for our purpose of being the Parakohen Mashiach, he still retains the status of a Kohen Mashiach. Why? Because that Mashiach that he was Nimshach keeps him inherently Kadosh for the rest of his life as the original Kohen Mashiach. And therefore, he continues with his Helam Davar, may not rise to the level of the exalted
the Helam Dover of a Kohen Gadol in office.
Exactly. It doesn't rise to that level,
but that's
the little coin. Tana Rabban. Okay, so from here, we're mostly going to have Agadata, and a lot of Agadata is very familiar to us, because Rashi brings it in Chumash, or we know it from Midrashim. Tana Rabban. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Nasi Yechta. Now this is a very interesting, unique Lashon, because all the other Lashonis, when we're talking about the Kohen Mashiach, we're talking about the Yochid, each time it says, Im Nefesh Achas, or Im HaKohen Mashiach Yachta. You use the term Im. Here it says, Asher Nasi Yachta. The word Asher leads us to believe Yochel Gzeira. Maybe it's a kind of a divine Gzeira by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that every single Nasi is going to be Chote. Asher Nasi. It's only a question of time. He's going to be Chote. What I think that he has to be chote. Maybe this Nasi will never be chote. The Taka says, Im HaKohen Mashiach. Says the Torah, since by the Kohen Mashiach it says Im, and it says by the Amoritz, Im Nefesh Achaz, Mi Amoritz, it does, then Kizba Seira, he used the term Im, and the same thing as the Gabi the Kol, also the Im. So that Im comes to tell you, only likishiyachta, if and when. Same, even though here the Torah uses the expression asher, it also means if and when. If you're wondering, then why does the Torah use the term asher instead of im? Our Gemara doesn't address that now, but the Gemara will address it shortly. Amamai, yachal gzeira. I would think, besides gzeira, that Gadosh Baruch Hu says that the Nasi has to be chote. Why would this even be a havamina? Hashem wants the melech to go and be chote? Well, what are you talking about? Amri in, yes. Because Ashkhan dechsiv, and Asati negatras, beveis herz achuzaschem. Pasuk says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to go and bring the negatras in your batim. Dr. Yomara, besura hi lahem, shenegoyim boim aleim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is like a besura, not necessarily a besura toiva, but this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, Rabbi Yisai. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not. You can stand on your head. There will be a negah teras. When Asati, I'm going to give the negah teras to Beis Erechu to Gudaschem. Similar to that, I would have thought Asher Nasi Yechta, that Hashem is saying that the Melech will be chote, whether he likes it or not. He's going to be chote. Now, what's the reason, Taka, why when Asati negah teras, Hashem Yisparach is saying that there will be negoyim, the Rebuda? So the Tois Rosh brings the famous Chazal that. The Amorim, during the times of the Midbar, they hid all of their wealth in the walls of their batim, so that the Yidden should never go and find it. That being the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm especially going to go and give you a neged tzaras on the walls of your house. So you're going to have to go and destroy and demolish the house. And guess what happens? When you open up the walls and you demolish that, you're going to find all of those treasures. So this psura, in fact, is a psura toiva of sorts. Nobody, of course, likes to have his house demolished. But on the other hand, he's going to find all the riches that have been hidden away inside those houses. So just like over there, Kadosh Baruch Hu is reporting, this is what's going to happen. So I would have thought, Asher Nasi Yech, Hashem is also reporting, then Nasi will be Chote. Tamut Leimah, if he is Chote, he'll bring this card. If he's not Chote, he won't bring the card. That's Rebbe. Reb Shimon Oimer, no. V'nasati Neged Tzaras, come to say, V'nasati, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol, I'm going to bring the Neged Tzaras. Pratla Nige Oinsin, this comes to exclude a nega that happened be ones. What exactly does Nigi Oinsin mean? The Gemara is going to tell us in another minute.
Leave the machine here, I'll come back for it in a little bit. I have a bit of an emergency.
Uh-huh. Everything okay?
Problem, nothing.
Okay. Everything should go well.
I'll come back.
Excellent. Hatzlocha Rabba.
Thank you.
This Pratla Nige Oinsin comes to exclude the nega of an oinis. What exactly does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara two or three pshatim momentarily. Anyway, says Zokti Mar, Lav Om Rabbi Yehuda, we see from this price Rabbi Yehuda said, the surah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us what will happen in the future. Now when you enter Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be the Neged Tzaras. So maybe Hachanami Eim Egzerihi. Maybe here's also such a psura, such a gzera, that the Melech will be Chote, and he will have to go and bring his carbon Seir Nasi. Helchak Siv, that's why the Pasuk says, Ema Koina Mashiach, not for sure, Asher, but if and when he does a sin, he'll bring this card. Frankly, Mark, Udrab Shimon, Nigi Oinsa Miloi Matami, are you telling me that there's some sort of one, some sort of mistake, some sort of accident, that the house is not going to become Tame? In other words, if there's a Negat Saras on the wall of the house, and you measure it, and it has the right color and all of the right requirements, the house is Tame. No such thing as an ones. If a person, Chas V'Sholem, drinks poison, are you going to tell me the difference whether he drank it b'mezer, he drank it b'oynus, he drank it b'shoigig, he drank it, unfortunately, the poison is a poison, chulila, the person is in danger, he might die. So if there's a Neged Tzaras on the wall of a house, you're going to tell me, well, it depends, b'mezer, shoigig, oynus, you have that nega, you have the nega, v'otanya, odam kiyeh. The Gemara leaves out the rest of the pasuk. Adam kiyeh ba'or psoreis eisei sapachas or beheres. That if a person has on his flesh any type of nega, this type of nega tzaras, and the same thing applies if he has on the wall of his house a nega tzaras. Says the Gemara, min adibah ve'elach means from the times of Mahar Sinai, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and the halachas that pertain to nega tzaras. From that point on, Adam kiyeh, no matter how he got the nega, whether it's on his flesh, whether it's on the wall, on his begotten, a nega is a nega. So to my bali dinu. And I can learn it from a mamatzinu. Tomei bezov v'tomei b'negoyim. A zov, as you know, is a person who had a ziva emission, which is not the same as keri, special ziva. V'tomei b'negoyim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu also said a metzoyra is tomei. Ma'azav min ha'diba ve'elach. Only a zov that got his ziva emission. He only saw his ziva emission, post dibur, meaning post matan Torah, because any person who was a zav pre matan Torah is totally tahir. There was no din of tumah attaching to that ziva since it was prehistoric, pre matan Torah. Any negat zarat that happened in dibur eilach. So, if that being the case, I can learn it from the hilchos zav that any type of nega, regardless whether it was a mezid, an oinis, a shoigeg, after Matan Torah, is a nega. So what is this drosha that you're bringing? The Gabe Reb Shimon says, Prak le nige oints. So to my loy. No, in fact, you cannot go and learn it from Zav. Loy im amis bezav shekein ein metame ba'oinis. Toi menegoim shemetamen ba'oinis. There's a major difference between a Zav and between a metzoyer. A Zav is not metame ba'oinis. What means he's not metame ba'oinis? So in Mesechta Zavim, it says in the Mishnayos that what happens if the Zov saw the Ziva because of extraneous circumstances. For instance, he ate too much, and that's why he saw the Ziva. Or he did a little bit too much exercise, jumping up and down, in a major way in the gym, and that caused the ziva. Then he's not metam b'bainis. There are differences whether it's the first ziva emission or the second and the third, because bear in mind the first ziva makes him just tummy tumas herev, like a bal keri. If he sees two times, then you have to go and become, he becomes a zav gadol, and he has to count shiva nekiyim. If he sees three times, then he even has to go and bring a korban at the end. So this that is metama ba'oynis, this is that we're saying by the zav, prat l'migam nochem u'nochem, no me'amid b'zav shekein, ain't metama ba'oynis if he overate, or he did calisthenics and the like. And that caused him to see the ziva, that's only by the second and the third time, not by the first time. The first time, it doesn't make a difference how he saw the ziva, he has the same status that he's tameh, just like a regular balkari. Okay, but anyway, we see within the parish of Ziva there's a difference between yes oynis, nisht oynis. Toim ben egoim shebetam oynis. By nega, there are no differentiations, yo oynis, nisht oynis. And therefore, says Zigmar etam aloyim, that's why I cannot learn hilchois nigoim from hilchois zavim. That's why I have to have a pasik. Adam kiyeh, menedim ve'eilech. When does a person only become a mitzayra? Only from after matan Torah, not before matan Torah. But what do I see from this price? That negoyim metame ba'oinsin. Before we said Reb Shimon said, nege oinsin loy metame. Are we saying that there's a machloikis? No. What Rav is referring, what Reb Shimon is referring to is what Rav Omer prat le nege ruchois. Now what means nege ruchois? So if you look at the Rashi on the left hand side, four lines from the top, Rashi says, loikasha, hodika omar Reb Shimon, Prat l'nigi oinsin, k'goy nigi ruchais, d'al yedei nefichas shindalit. We had these evil demons, these spiritual shindalit. Nefichah means that they blow at a person, or blow at the wall of his bayis. V'loya yedei adam. The reason for the nega, nothing to do with human beings, nothing to do with Rabbeinu Shlom Kaviyachal, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave power to the shindalit, their demonic powers. That's what we mean, negoy metamen ba'oinsin. That if the reason for the nega, if I can attribute it to this particular shindalit, then it's not metame. That's what Reb Shimon meant to exclude. Rav Papa says a similar teretz, prat l'nigei kshofim. Kishof, as you know, is black magic. If somebody looked in, went into a house, he saw a beautiful house, a beautiful tapestries, beautiful wallpaper, and then he says some sort of incantation, blah blah blah, abracadabra, and as a result, now there's a nega tzaras, those is garnish, because that's a maisa kishuv, nothing to do with the actions or inactions, the good deeds or bad deeds of the owner of the house. Tanabat, asher nasi yechta. What's my nasi yechta? As long as he's asher nasi, he's still the nasi, and he does the chait. Prat lechoyle, however, if the nasi has become sick, then the hilchois chait, meaning that he has to bring a seer nasi, no longer apply. Because he's sick. It's os melech. He's still a melech. He's just sick. So what's the? Amravdim bar chomo. We don't mean just regular sick. We mean prat the nasi shenitz tareya, a nasi that got became a metzora. That's the sickness. We don't mean that he has a cold or he has a stomach ache. We mean that unfortunately nitz tareya became a metzora. Shenemer, it says in the pasuk lekabe Melech Uziyahu, vayinaga Hashem es haMelech. The Kodesh Baruch Hu put a nega tzaras on Uziyahu because he was a bad guy. Vayimetzoyra ad yoim moisei, and he remained a metzoyra until his death. Rachman litzlan. Vayeshiv beis haChofshes, and he sat in a freedom house. Chofshes aloshen chofesh. We're going to discuss what that means momentarily. The Poshib Shapes of Chofshes could also mean that he went there for Chofesh, which means it was his vacation house. He had a vacation villa somewhere in the Catskills. But we're mentioning I'm going to go Muncie and Monroe in wherever you want to have in the Catskills. And what did he do? For Yeshu Beis HaChofshes, he sat there after he was no longer Melech, no longer in his palace, no longer in his mansion, but in this freedom house. We'll see what that means momentarily. And who took over? V'yoysim ben HaMelech. Uziyosan Yoisam Alaboyas, he took over the Malchus. What do I see from this pasuk? That you can have a Melech and Nasi, becomes a Metzora, and Osnusi no longer the Melech any longer. What did we say about him? That from now on, if he does any more Chatoim, he only brings a Kizva Seira like a Hedgeite. He no longer brings the Seir Nasi like a nasi, like a melech. That's the end of the halachic shtickel. Now we're going into the agoda. Midik omer bebeis hachovshis mechlal dad hashta eved hava. What the pasuk is telling us in a very subtle way, you have the title of being a melech, but you're really an eved. You are a servant of the people. Where do you find this expression? Ki adam gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. Bill mentioned gamliel Rabbi Yeshua before. Havi azib esvinta, they were traveling on a svina, on a boat. Bahadi d'ram gamliel have a pita. Bahadi Rabbi Yeshua have a pita v'sulta. They didn't give out meals, kosher meals, or even non-kosher meals on the boat. You had to bring your sandwiches with you. And Rabbi Gamliel brought pita, he brought bread. Rabbi Yeshua brought not only bread, but he also brought soilus. Soilus is flour that just in case there's no bread left, you'll be able to bake brand new bread. And guess what happens? Unfortunately, there was a lot of traffic on the high seas. And Shalom pita Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel's provisions that he brought along the bread were done, finished, nothing left. And he went over to his colleague, Rabbi Yeshua, and he said to him, Rabbi Yeshua, can you do me a favor? I have no bread left. And Samach al Sultay to Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore he was able to be Samach to rely on the extra flour that Rabbi Yeshua brought along. Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel was so impressed about Rabbi Yeshua's bringing along the extra provisions. He said, Mi'avi Yavis Avaloni Kuva, how did you have a Ruach HaKodesh that we're going to have a delay? What do they say in Eretz Yisrael? We have a pakak, that there's going to be a lot of traffic. How did you know that? Kuli Hai, the Isis Sulta, that you brought along extra solace. I mean, we know that this sea voyage usually takes 3 days, 7 days, whatever it is, and I brought along enough bread for 3 or 7 days. But you brought along for 2 weeks. How did you know that we might have traffic? Amalei, Sesed Rabbi Yeshua, Koichav Echa L'Shivim Shana, Oyla U'Masa Esas Aponim. Every 7 years is a special Koichav that comes out that you normally do not have, and this confuses all of the sailors and all the captains of the ship. What does that mean? Rashi says, in the good old days before they had all the sophisticated types of things that they have today, what they would do is they would look up to the Shemayim, and then the captain of the ship would know whether he's traveling in the right direction. He'd look for the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper and this constellation and this and that. And they went, oh, we're a little bit off track. We got to move to the right instead of to the left, or whatever it is. However, this koichav that comes up unexpectedly once every 70 years, sometimes it's on the Tzofen side, sometimes it's on the Durim side, and that can confuse the sailors and the captains of the ship. For Martin, I said to myself, maybe now is the time, every 70 years, maybe the 70 years will be now on this ship voyage that we're going. Maybe we'll be confused, and therefore the captain of the ship is going to go in the wrong direction, only realizing 2 days later, ay, 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 because of that koichav, that 70-year koichav, I'm in the wrong direction. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was flabbergasted. Omale kol kach biyotcha, you are such a bright and brilliant individual. V'yata oyla besvina, what are you doing on the boat? So Rashi explains that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua was going on the boat was for parnasa reason, to import, to export, to sell, to buy, whatever. He said a person of your greatness and your stature shouldn't have to go around on boats to go and try to make money. You should get a position of greatness at home. On Malays, Rabbi Yeshua said to Gamliel, Acha ata tom alai, you're wondering about me. Tamei al shnei talmidim sheyesh lecha biyabasha. There are other two talmidim biyabasha on dry surface, dry land. Reb Lozer Chasma and Reb Yechim in Gudgada. Do you know how brilliant they are? Sheyoidin l'shayer kamatipos yesh bayam. Can you imagine? They look at the yam, the Atlantic Ocean, and they can tell you how many drops of water. 3,014,500,000,000. Can you imagine? They know how many tipos yesh bayam. And what? They are so poverty stricken, they don't have enough food for the table, they don't have enough money to go and buy normal balbusha. When Rabbi Gamliel heard that, he said, when we leave the ship, I'm going to call them immediately, send them an email, call them on the telephone, and we're going to appoint them to be new Rosh Hashivas, new Gedoylim, new Kedoshim, and we're going to give them support. Kishallah, in fact, when he Olam min hayam, Sholach lehem, he sent a message immediately to Reb Lozer Chasma and Rabbi Yechim and Gud Yudah, please come to my mansion as quickly as possible. And they did not come. Why didn't they come? Because they were Bereach Min HaKovoid. They didn't want to have the status new Rosh Yeshivas, new Poskim, new Gdoilim. They wanted to be under the table, behind the woodwork. Chaz v'shalach ubo. So then he sent the second time. Second time they couldn't refuse after Uram Gamliel the Nasi. So they came the second time. Omalems, he said to them, Kimdum atem shesrora ani noisen lechem. You think I'm giving you a position of power? Avdus ani noisen lechem. You're going to be an eved because you're going to be a servant to the people. Anytime a person has a shayla, a problem, whether it's a lachik shayla or a matrimonial shayla or whatever it is, they're going to come to you. You're going to be busy 24/7. Shenema, vayidabru elav leimar im hayoyim tia eved lo amazeh. This is a pasuk legabi Rechavam. Rechavam was now taking over the melucha after Shloimeh Hamelech, and the people were asking, please go and reduce the amount of taxes. And he, Rechavam, asked the Zkenim. Zkenim said, absolutely, if you want to be accepted as the new melech, you should go and give a reduction in taxes. But he had a bunch of youngsters, a bunch of chevra, a bunch of skutzim, if you will, and they said, no, you have to show you're mighty and you're powerful and that you can tax and you don't care what the people say. And Rechavam, unfortunately, followed the advice of the Tzeirim and not of the Zekeinim, and Nebuch, his whole melucha, got shishpoten, it was split into the two meluchas of Rechavam and Yeravam. Is Vayedabru Elav Leimar, those the Canaan said to him, Emayoyim Ti Ebed L'Omazeh, if you're going to agree as Melech to be subservient, to be a servant of the people, oh, then you will succeed. But unfortunately, he did not listen to their advice. In fact, he did not succeed. But what do I see from these psukim? I see from this, you think you're the Melech, you're really the Ebed. And that's what the Pasuk says by Melech Uziyahu, that when Hashem gave him the negat saras, v'yeshev beis ha-chofshis. What means chofshis? Chofshis? He's chofish from avdus. Until now he wasn't. He thought he was melech. Oh, when the grace of melech, you're just a glorified eved, and now that you're no longer melech, you're free from all of the worries of the melech. And we continue on. Tanur ban. It says in the pusik, asher nosi yechta. Again, this is agadah, agadatam. Omer Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ashrei hador shenosi shaloi may be carbon al shigigase. The word asher doesn't mean if or when, but asher means ashrei. Praiseworthy is the generation that they have a melech that brings a carbon al shigigase. That what? Im nosi shaloi may be carbon. A person will make a kal v'chomer for himself. He looked to the melech as the muster. Muster means the role model for society. If my melech may be carbon, if the king can admit to his, can you imagine Trump admitting that he did something wrong? Never ever. He's always. So if you can find a king that says, I did something wrong, and he brings a special carbon of the seer Nasi, if Nasi Shaloi may be carbon, then he thinks about himself. If the king sinned, then I certainly have sinned, unfortunately, on occasion, and I certainly have to go and bring my carbon. Moreover, the amal shigigase may be carbon. If he's bringing a carbon on a shogeg, on a mistake, can you imagine how much tshuva he's going to do on a mezid? Can you just imagine? And so therefore, ashrei doiroi, when you have the king being the role model for the generation, if you sin, you got to do tshuva. And if you did a sin by mistake, you gotta bring your carbon. Maskel Rabbi Breid Rabbi Elamiyatu Tachshiv says in the pasuk, "Veitza shechotem in a kodesh shalim." This is talking about a carbon asham meilois. That if a person was moil behegdish, he has to bring a carbon asham. He has to go and pay for the damage that they did through his meila, and he also has to add a choymish. So the pasuk also says the eis asher chotem in a kodesh shalim. And by Yeravam ben Avod it says Tachshiv day. Asher Chotav Asher Hechdi. Yeravam ben Nevat, as we know, was a terrible Rasha. And the Pasuk refers to him as a terrible Rasha. And what does the Pasuk say about him? Asher Chotav Asher Hechdi. He was Chotei, and he was Machti Yisarabim. Hachanami, you're going to say the same word, Asher, by the carbon Asham Me'ilai's face, Asher Chotav in the Kodesh. Or the Asher that you have by Yeravam ben Nevat. Hachanami, the Asher Hadaru. Come on, give me a break. Are we happy? Are we meritorious, are we praiseworthy that we have a Yeravim ben Avot? The Harusha Marisha. Not every single asher will we darshan ashrei. It's only when the pasuk goes out of its way to make a change. Because by the yochid it says, im nefesh achas yechta. By the koin mashiach, im hakoin mashiach yechta li ashmasa'am. It says im. Why are we here to say asher nasi? Oh, asher means ashrei direct. Dorish of Nachmar Rav. Now the Gemara leaves out the rest of the pasuk, the goimer, that that's the key to understanding the rest of this shtickel. Yesh, if you have the number 5, yesh hevel ashenasa al oret, ashiyesh tzadikim. I'm looking now at number 5 or hey in your Gemaras. Ashiyesh tzadikim, there are tzadikim. Ashemagia aleim kimasa rishoyim. They're getting their payment. They're getting their schar. Like the Maser Rishoyim, Tzadikim are getting paid like Maser Rishoyim. V'yesh Rishoyim shemagia lehem ki Maser Tzadikim, and they're Rishoyim that are getting like Maser Tzadikim. Amarti shegam zehavel. So that's the pasuk in Kehelet. It's saying Tzadikim are getting paid or punished like Rishoyim. Rishoyim are getting paid or punished like Tzadikim. Does that make sense? Talk to you more. I'll explain to you. Ashreim laTzadikim shemagia lehem ki Maser Harishoyim shel Oylem Haba v'Oylem Hazeh. As we know, Tzadikim on this world have a difficult time, and that is the Yisurim Shalahava of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so that after 120, when they go to Olam HaEmes, then it's a Gan Eden, it's a paradise. Oh, now, Rishoyim is just the other way around. The Rishoyim give them Hatzlocha on this world, to go and pay them for whatever good deeds they may have done, and then on the next world, they go straight, easy pass, into Gehenim, no stopping, no admission, no told, straight admission into Gehen. Ah, so therefore, Zokti Yomara, Hashem Tzadikim, Shemagia Aleyem, Kimasa Harishoyim, Shal Oilam Haba, Ba'oilam Hazeh, Hashem, aren't they lucky, aren't they fortunate for the Tzadikim that they get Kimasa Harishoyim of Oilam Haba? Oilam Haba is, they're going to get their punishment, the Gehenim, so the Ashi Tzadikim, they get on this world, Ba'oilam Hazeh, that punishment, that Gehenim, those Yisurim, because that will therefore be matire them. The punishment on this world will absolve them of all their sins, so that next world, straight into Gan Eden. Oylem Rishoyim, Nebuch, woe is it to Rishoyim, Shemagi Alim Kimasa Tzadikim, Shel Oylem Haba, Bo Oylem Hazeh. That these Rishoyim, they get Kimasa Tzadikim, Shel Oylem Haba, means they get their payment, their reward, Bo Oylem Hazeh, here on this world. Why is it Oylem Rishoyim? Because that means in the next world, they've already gotten all their rewards here, and there they're only going to get the punishment straight to Gehenna. Oh, so that's the pshat in the Asher Nasal Oretz Tzadikim and Rishon. Amar Rava, so Rava says, I beg your pardon, Adu Tzadiki Iachli Trei Almi Misani Lehu. What happens if a tzadik is zoche, both to be rewarded by Olam Hazeh, and to be rewarded by Olam Haba? Do you think he is upset about that? To the contrary, he is so happy that he should have both rewards here and there. So why are you telling him that the tzaddik is going to go and get the reward of the Rosh Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, that he's going to go and get punishment on this world? Who wants punishment here or there? Everybody wants to have a good life, both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Liv Elam Rav. Rav interprets the pasuk in Kehelis a little bit differently. Ashreyim letzadikim. Wow, isn't it great for the tzadikim shemagi aleim kemasa harishoyim sheolam hazeh ba'olam hazeh. The tzadikim are fortunate if they are zocha to get like the mas rishoyim sheolam hazeh, that the rishoyim are matzliach, they're successful in this world. Ashreyim letzadikim if they also have that fortune to ba'olam hazeh to have an easy life.
But the rishoyim have an opposite.
Exactly. So oilam rishoyim, the rishoyim is just the opposite. Shemagi aleim kimasa tzadikim shel oilam hazeh ba'oilam hazeh. They get the masa tzadikim shel oilam hazeh, which is usually yisurim. They get those yisurim ba'oilam hazeh, as well as punishment li oilam haba in both worlds. Now the Gemara tells us a story. Our papa Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua also l'kamei d'Rava. These two great talmid chacham come in front of Rava. Amalahu and Rava asked them, "Ukimtoin mesechta plon, umesechta plon. Do you know these mesechtas? Do you know Hoyrius? Do you know Zvachim? Do you know mesechta Shabbos? Do you know them?" Amalei, and yes, you can feher us, no problem. Iatrisu porta, are you also people of means that you have a shtikel ashirus? Amalayan, yes. Why? The Zavnan Katina Da'aru, we bought a small plot of land, and Baruch Hashem, we have enough parnasa from that small plot of land to be able to learn Yoimam Velayla. So it says Rava, Kari Alayu, Ashreim LaTzadikim Shemagi Alem Kimas Rishoim Shebo'ilamazeh. These tzaddikim are fortunate that they're getting like the Master Rishoim, the rewards that the Rishoim get Bo'ilam Hazeh. They, too, these tzaddikim are getting Bo'ilam Hazeh. How fortunate you are that you can learn Baharvacha with Parnasa. You don't have to be Chuzer ala Psochim for purposes of Parnasa. Amram B'Bukhan Rabbi Yechon, I have another Pasik. Who is there, Pasik? There's a Pasik in Hosea. Ki Yishorim Darachi Hashem. The paths of Hashem are straight. The tzaddikim yelchubam, upoishim yikashlubam. Since we talked about the chilik between tzaddikim and rishoyim, we're continuing to talk in this pasuk. The ways of Hashem are yashar, they're perfect, they're straight. Tzaddikim yelchubam, without any problems, upoishim the rishoyim yikashlubam. They're going to be nichshel, they're going to fall and break their bones on these paths. So what does that mean? Marshal shnei bnei adam. I'll give you a marshal. Shetzolu pischeim. Two people went and roasted their carbon Pesach to be able to eat it on Seder night. One of them, he went and ate the carbon Pesach. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and give the carbon Pesach. Mamish l'shol l'shem mitzvah. The other guy said, it looks delicious. And he goes and smacks his lips. And take another portion, another portion, another portion. Until he's already 500 pounds, he is obese. But that's why he ate it. Ah, dos pshat in the pasuk. Zesha chol l'shem mitzvah tzadikim yelchibam. That's what you're supposed to do the mitzvah l'shem shemayim. Zesha chol l'shem achila gasa. He's the poishim yikashlubam. Now this is a very strong statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Because he ate achila gasa, he's a poishe, he's a rasha. Omli rish lakish, rasha karisalei. Okay, he doesn't deserve the Medal of Honor. He doesn't deserve shishi in the middle of the week because he did a mitzvah memufcher because he ate l'shem achil gasa. Was makayim the mitzvah of karm pesach and digasin. Fine, not lishma shaloi lishma. But digasin. He called him a Russian. El, I'll tell you the marshal. Marshal shnei bnei adam ze ishtu v'achoyso imay b'bayis ze ishtu v'achoyso imay b'bayis. Two separate houses. One on Western Avenue, one on Amsterdam Avenue. In each case, there was one man and two women. One of the women was his wife, one was his sister. Same both Western, same thing on Amsterdam. It was very dark in the house, and one of them lived with one of the women, and it turned out that it was his own wife, Baruch Hashem. Unfortunately, the other one found his sister. The one that found his wife. Tzadikim yelchibam, Baruch Hashem. That's pshat in the pasuk. Me dummy, the two cases, it's not the same thing. The pasuk is talking about the same derech of Hashem is yashar, etzadik yelchubay, and poishim yikashlubay. Here we're talking about two separate case scenarios. Here we're talking one on Western Avenue, and here we're talking about one on Amsterdam Avenue. So therefore, these are two separate drachim, so to speak. How do you compare that to the pasuk? We're talking about Loit with his own two daughters. They meant l'shem shemayim. Like Rashi says in Chumash, they were sure that the whole world was destroyed, with the exception of their father and themselves. And they said, there's a mitzvah puruvu, we have to continue civilization, manhood, mankind, otherwise the whole world is goonish, there's nothing left. So they were niskam l'shem mitzvah. So they had tzadikim yelchibam. Who should niskam l'shem aveira? Loit, unfortunately, did not have the same kavana. Then upoishim yikashlubam. Oh, so we're talking about on the same derech. In other words, the same dia. He had a bad thought and they had good thoughts. Pray to marvidum hu nam l'shem mitzvah u'mechabim. Maybe he also had that same thing in mind to continue populating the world. Om Rav Yoichan akol apasik gazel l'shem aveira nema. We have the following pasuk. And every word of that pasuk is merames of an aveira, which is brought in another pasuk. So the Gemara brings the pasuk in segments. The whole pasuk together is number 7 or Zion. Vayisaloit es einav, vayar es kol kikar hayarden kichula mashke, lefnei shachis Hashem es sadoim yes amoyre kagan Hashem geret Yisrael boyach atzayra. So the Poshim Shad is Visa Loit Zainab. Loit lifted up his eyes. But Yaris Kokikar Yad, and he saw the whole valley of the Jordan Valley. Kichulam Mashka, that it was nice and moist. Lefnei before the Mapecha of Sdoim Vamoyah. However, the Gemara says that that's not the real Pshat. Rather, Nemar Vayisa Loit. Oh, it's the same thing that's reminiscent of Vatisa Eishas Adoinav Eseineha. What is that referring to? Of course, the Eishas Poitifar. She had in mind Arroyos, Erva, Batisa. Here also Vayisa Loit. And Vayisa Loit Eseinav. Oh, Vayemishimshen Oisa Kachli. I want to marry Delilah. Kihi Yeshara Be'enai. She is fitting in my eyes. Oh, Be'enai. Here it says Vayisa Loit Eseinav. Again, Delilah, we're talking about Erva. Vayar. It says in the Pasuk, Vayar es kikar yarn. Vayar ois Shechem ben Chamor. What is that referring to? Of course, by Dina. The Shechem went and chapped away Dina. Eis kol kikar yarden. Oh, that reminds us of Pasuk, ki ba'ad isha zoyna ad kikar lochem. That he was willing to go and pay for the isha zoyna even a kikar lechem. Oh, so therefore there too it says kikar and here it says kikar. Kichu l'mashke. That's another Pasuk in Tanakh, which says, a'elcha. This is the zoyna speaking. The zoyna says, I'm going to go achrei ma'ahavai, noisne lachmi umei mai tzamri ufishti shamni v'shikuyai. I'm going to go after those that support me, meaning the men that unfortunately live with the zoyna. Oh, so it says v'shikuyai, which means mashke. Here it says kichula mashke. So you see that every single word in that pasuk is referring, unfortunately, to a maisa aveira, to a maisa erva. So he was not, don't give him the benefit of the doubt, l'shei mitzvah. They were l'shem mitzvah. He was l'shem aver. Frankly, we'll remain this honest. What could he do? He was drunk, after all. The Pasuk says that the...
Yeah, you're not held accountable.
You're not held accountable. Very good. Can you come more often here in this year? Because you can help us out. Every day we have difficulty. Oh, I'm sorry. But we're delighted
you
that you're here today.
You come here, and then you go to the shiur, and then you go to
we're
the
delighted shiur. That you're here, that you're able to go and assist us
and
in understanding the Gemara. Ah, what a wonder.
What?
Pool.
I can't have fun. We'll talk about it after the shiur. Anyway, so Dr. Yimor Mahin is honest. How could he be held accountable? He was drunk. By the Bechira. Remember, the first night was the Bechira, the second night was the Tzira. And it says on the word, if you look at the word Kuma in the Sefer Torah, there's a pintala. Pintala means a small dot on top of the Vav of a Kuma. Why is there that dot? That's like, then he knew what had just transpired. But it's already the Acharamas. It's already my Havalei the Mebet, my Dahava Haba. What occurred that the Bechira lived with him. The next night, he should have been wiser and he should have said, oh, they're starting to give me drink again. I know what happened last night because of the drink. He should have said, I'm not drinking any more wine. I have to have appetite for wine on the Seder night. I'm not drinking any more Shabbos Agudel, no more wine. Since he continued drinking, he's not an oynes, but unfortunately he's ashtikala mezen. Dorish Rabba, Maidach Siv, again we're talking about Loit, says in the Pasuk, Ach Nifsha Mikiryas Oiz, Umidyonim Kibriach Armain. Ach Nifsha means that he separated himself, he was Posheya, separated himself, Mikiryas Oiz, from Avram Avinu, who was like the city of strength, of might. Umidyonim Kibriach Armain, he put up Merivais, the word Midyanim is from Lashon of the Dinim, like Dintoidus, and he put up fights. Kibriach Armain, like the crossbar of an Armain of a nice palace or of a nice mansion. So how do you define this pasuk? Ach nifshe mekiryas oiz zeh loit shepirish me Avram. He left the kiryas oiz Avram Avinu, who was the strength of the generation. Umidyanim kibriach armain shehitul midyanim ben Yisrael li amain. He put up now a major dispute, a major fence between Klal Yisrael and Amain for all future generations. Shneimar liyavi amain miyavi bikal Hashem. Because of the ma'is of loit, from now on we're no longer allowed to go and intermarry with Amoini and miyavi. They're allowed to become Jews, but then Amoini has to marry an Amoinis, and Moyavi has to marry Moyavis. Well, he'll be Amoini, Moyavi, Bikal Hashem. Torah Shrub, the same Rabbi Yitzchak, might have said in the Pasuk, Letaibi Yavakish Nifrod, Chotushia Yizgala. What does this mean? Letaiva, of course, we're talking about Taivis, that people want to indulge in not unsavory things. Yevakish Nifra, the one that is separated, he will be Mevakish, he will want those Titus. Bechol Tushia, Tushia means wisdom. Wherever wisdom lies, Yiskala. Even though Yiskala is written with an I, and it really means Yiskala with a hey, it will become revealed and disclosed. That he left Avram because he wanted to live among the Sedoim Vamoira people. He wanted to do Averis. He wanted to do Arroyas. Bechol Tushia is Gala. Unfortunately, his Chatoim will become Nizgala, will become revealed, Bechol Tushia, in places of wisdom. Shinizgala Kloinoi, his humiliation became revealed, Bebatik Nesias, Ubatik Midrashis, where wisdom resides. They're not allowed to intermarry with Klal Yisrael forever. The Pasuk says, Adoir Asiri LeYovi Lehem BeKal Hashem. But the Gemara Darshins, it's not just 10 generations. 1,000 generations, they're never, ever allowed to intermarry. Only Amoini Miyavi. Amoini Vli Amoinis, Miyavli Miyavis, but that's not our Gemara at this point. Viyama Ula. So Ula now gave us to understand a little bit more. Tomar Zanza Bezimri Zina. We find two women in the, or two people in the Torah that were Mizana. Tomar was Mizana with Yehuda, and Zimri was Mizana with Kozi Bastur. Tomar Zinza, she did it L'Shem Shemayim. Why was L'Shem Shemayim? Because she expected to see Malachim and Nevi'im coming from her. As Yotzim Imena, Taka, Malachim and Nevi'im. That's why she was Mazana with Yehuda. Taka was Zoycha Taka to Peretz and to, yeah. And therefore afterwards, David HaMelech and Rusa Mavia and all the rest. Zimri Zina, he was Mazana, Shalai L'Shem Shemayim, he caused Yibatsur. Now for Kamer Bodh in Israel, thousands of people died as a result. Tens of thousands. Amar Nachmi Yitzchak, Doi Lavei L'Shema, Mi Mitzvah Shalai L'Shema. And Aveira Lishma could be greater than a Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. What do you mean Aveira Lishma? Shanema. Tavoyrech Menashim Yoel, Eishes Chevra Keni. Menashim Ba'oil Tavoyrech. Yoel is given a Gevalde Yashikoyach for living with Sisra, causing Sisra to become therefore weakened, and then eventually she was able to go and become beheaded and decapitated. That's why Yoel is always known as the great Tzedekis, the great person. She's even greater Menashim Ba'oil Tavoyrech. Blessed more than the Nosh, who the Noshim Ba'oil, man in Noshim Ba'oil, talking about the four Imois, Rivka, Rachel, the Leah. So we see that her Aveira Lishma, she was doing it, Lishim Shemayim, to go and kill Sisra and to win the Mulchama, that gives you even greater than a Mitzvah Lishma, a Mitzvah Shaloy Lishma. Frank Demar, any one reviewed on Merav, Loilam Yasik, Odom Betero, Mitzvah, Afila Shaloy Lishma, Shaday Shaloy Lishma, Ba'al Lishma. Shaloy Lishma is the stepping stone to get to Lishma. But you're telling me that it's even greater, this mitzvah that she did, this aveira that she did, you're telling me it's even greater. And for the Gemara, not that it's gedoy laveir lishma, mi mitzvah shaloy lishma, but rather ema, kim mitzvah shaloy lishma. What she did in living with Sisra, which was an aveir lishma, is on the same status as a person doing a mitzvah shaloy lishma.
I thought like it was sort of like, he told Avram about when they captured Lot, so that he would die in battle and he could marry Sarah. He had bad intentions, but he ended up getting rewarded for it. Mm-hmm. So why not here? When they have bad intentions, why aren't they also considered tzaddikim?
Who are the ones that have bad intentions?
All of them. Like Lot with his daughters, everybody else.
Lot, with his bad intentions, unfortunately did not commit or perform any mitzvah. Oig, with his bad intentions, he did do a mitzvah. What was the mitzvah? He saved Lot from the Muhammad. So you can have bad intentions, but have good actions. Lot, unfortunately, with bad intentions and bad actions.
Yeah, but it was to populate the world.
Not Lot, the two girls. Their kavana was to populate the world. His kavana was to have a good time.
He was drinking,
exactly. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilois Bo'al Oisei Rasha Bo'isei Shah. Sisra and Yoel lived together 7 Be'ilois that night. How do I know? Shem it says in the Pasuk, Bein Raglea Kora Nofal Shochav V'goymer. The Gemara leaves out the second half of the Pasuk, but if you look at number 17 or Yedzayim, Bein Raglea Kora is 1 Loshen, Nofal is 2, Shochav is 3, Bein Raglea, once again, Kora is 4, Nofal is 5, Kashekora or Bashekora is 6, Shom Nofal is 7. So 7, can you imagine 7 Be'ilos in one night? Anyway, Frank Timor, Vekomisani, Ma'aveir, Abba Lamaisa, didn't Yoel have Hanoah from living together with Sisera? After the Tavosim Shel Rishoyim, Roy, he ate Sal Tzadikim. A Tzadik doesn't want a Toyim from a Rasha. Sisera is pushed, is feh, Arusha, living with this Rusha. That, in fact, if anything, she just had anguish and pain from having to live with that Chavruma. That Rusha. Person should always do. How do I know? In the times of Balak and Bila, the Torah tells us that Balak brought 42 kabbanas. Rashi makes the cheshbon because it says three times that Bilam asked Balak to go and build a carbon, and each time they brought 7 mizbechois, par v'ayil b'mizbeach, 7 altars on which they brought 2 karbonis, par v'ayil. 2 times 7 gives you 14. 3 times 14, you're going to math, how much is 3 times 14? 42, exactly right. 42, ez bishvil, the 42 karbonis, shikre balak harasha, zoch v'yatzim imenu rusi, v'zoich to rusa moy avia.
And each one was a carbon copy of the other.
A carbon copy of the other. Oh boy, that was really beautiful. Anyway, so the Gemara yet, did they drink carbonated water together with it? Okay. Yatzimene Rus. So Rus was an einikel of Balak. How do I know? The Amr Biyosim Rabbi Chanina, Rus bas benoishel egloin ben benoishel Balak melech mei. So she was a descendant of Balak. Schus of the 42 Gabbanas. He was oichel to have Rus, Amoyevia, who was a grace of Tzedekis. And of course, she had eventually the Dovid HaMelech, who is the Dovid HaMelech, Zohar Chai V'Kayim, etc. How do I know even speaking properly, Hashem Yisbarach gives you schar? Speak nicely, don't speak in a vulgar manner. How do I know? Dila Bechira Dekarya Moyav. She was saying about her child, Mayav, especially if you're Litvak. You don't say Moyav. Mayav. Mayav means it comes from father. So that's a tremendous busha to go and say that your child comes from your father. No. Don't start a melchama, but you're allowed to cause a little bit of pain, a little bit of anguish. Ben Ami says the pasuk that she called him Ben Ami. Amalei, that Ben Ami doesn't tell you anything who the father is. Rashi says it's a lashon nekia. It doesn't say it comes may of just a son to the nation. Amalei al tzurim v'al tiskar bam klal. Doesn't say al tiskar bam melchama. Al tiskar bam, don't incite them, don't provoke them. Afil tzuri loy im bi metzayer nisht. I'm Reb Chiya Bar Avin, I'm just going to finish another 2 lines. Reb Chiya Bar Avin, I'm Bishu ben Korcha, lo ilam yaktam unal edvar mitzvah. One should always be makdim edvar mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, zriz and makdim. Don't say I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tonight. Do it now, shnel, zriz and makdim. Since the Bechira did the first night, the Tzira the second night, she was to have 4 malachim before the Tzira had. What does that mean? If you look at the Rashi first, narrow line, the Kadmasa Arba Doidas, be Yisrael Oyved, Yishai, Dovin, and Shloima. 4 malachim. Oyved, Yishai, Dovin, and Shloima. And, not all kings, but there were 4 generations. I didn't Yishai with 2 generations, Dovin and Shloima, 2 kings, 4 generations. Vila Tzeira lehav bi Yisrael ad Rechovim bin Shloima the Havali minam Amoinis. Rechovim, however, was a descendant of Nama the Amoinis. When did he become king? Only after 4 generations. So you see, because the older one, even though the Torah says that she was punished because of the Sicha Eina Noah, she said Moyav, but on the other hand, there was a Shtikl Schar, and that is that she was Oichet to have 4 generations prior to Rechavam being Melech, which was from Amoinis. So that's the schar that one gets for being the reason Makdim in the Mitzvah. Stop over here.